This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Indra Jatra, the festival of rain and good harvest being observed today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deowari J. Chitwan and Queen Elizabeth II dies at the age of 96. Now, the news in detail. Indra Jatra, the festival of rain and good harvest, is being observed today with fanfare. The festival that fell on Bhadra Shukla Chaturdashi is marked in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Dhulikhel, Dolakha and other districts. The festival begins with the erection of a lingo, a sacred wooden pole in front of Hanuman Dhoka on Bhadra Shukla Dwadashi with religious processions. The 8-day festival is dedicated to Lord Indra, the god of rain. Various ceremonies and processions take place during the festival and it concludes with a series of ceremonies including Lakhe Nach. President Vidyadev Bhandari has wished for happiness, peace, prosperity and good health to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Indra Jatra Festival 2079 Bikram Sambat. In a message of greetings today, the President hoped that the Indra Jatra, like century-old unique festivals, would help promote our ancient civilizations and culture. The President has expressed her confidence that the festival would help strengthen national unity, goodwill, tolerance and aspiration for cooperation among Nepalese of different ethnic, lingual, cultural and geographical sections. In her message, the President wished Indra Jatra Festival inspired all for economic prosperity along with social justice while conserving and protecting historical and cultural heritages. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deowa has wished for peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepalese living in the country and abroad on the occasion of the Indra Jatra Festival. In the message, Prime Minister Deowa said the festival observed by showing gratitude to God Indra, the god of rains and good harvest, has shown that there are inseparable relations between nature and humans. The Prime Minister believed the festival celebrated for a century-long time would inspire us to protect and preservation of our ancient civilization and culture. Moreover, Prime Minister Deowas said the festival observed in the Kathmandu Valley and Venice City would foster further harmony, tolerance and national unity. Today commemorates the 109th birth anniversary of B.P. Koirala, Nepal's first democratically elected Prime Minister and legendary leader of Nepal's democratic movement of the 1950s. The day is being observed by organizing various programs across the country today. Koirala, born on Bhadra 24 in 1971 Vikram Sambat, had waged a rigorous struggle for the establishment and restoration of democracy in Nepal. Koirala instituted the Nepali Congress Party against the Rana regime in 2003 Bikram Sambat and continued movement with the cooperation of various leaders. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deowa arrived in Chitwan today. Prime Minister Deowa arrived in Chitwan in order to address the concluding ceremony of first phase program of Nepali Congress with the People campaign launched by the Nepali Congress. The Prime Minister would meet leaders and cadres of Chitwan Nepali Congress today itself. Similarly, he is scheduled to return back to Kathmandu at today. Prime Minister Deowa is accompanied by Home Minister Balkrishna Khad. The Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj has received a large number of patients of dengue and viral fever of late from Baki and neighboring districts. Information officer of the hospital, Dr. Sankit Kumar Risal, confirmed that the number of patients receiving treatment for dengue and viral fever is on the rise, adding that the patients with asthma have also increased. He also suggested that destroying the habit of mosquitoes would be helpful to reduce the number of dengue patients. Likewise, the number of dengue patients has increased gradually in Baki district. So far, 11 patients were reported in district. Focal person district health office Baki, Durga Gautam said. Earlier on Wednesday, 2 persons died of dengue in Baki district. Of the patients, Nepalganj sub-metropolitan city has the highest number, followed by Koholpur municipality and Baijanath rural municipality. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Queen of the United Kingdom, Elizabeth II, died on Thursday at the age of 96 after reigning for 70 years. She died peacefully on Thursday afternoon at her Scottish estate where she had spent much of the summer. The Queen came to the throne in 1952 and witnessed enormous social change. Her son, King Charles III, said the death of his beloved mother was a moment of great sadness for him and his family and that her loss would be deeply felt around the world. Senior royals had gathered at Balmoral after the Queen's doctors became concerned about her health earlier in the day. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss was appointed by the Queen on Tuesday, said the monarch was the rock on which modern Britain was built, who had provided us with the stability and strength that we needed. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba had expressed grief and sorrow over the death of late Queen Elizabeth II. Prime Minister Deuba has stated that Nepal has also lost a great admirer of the country and its people in Queen Elizabeth's death. The Prime Minister said that grace, simplicity and respect for other cultures and humanity are the qualities for which the Nepalese people fondly remember the Queen. The Prime Minister has also expressed his deepest condolences to the British royal family on the passing away of Queen Elizabeth II. North Korea has passed a law declaring itself to be a nuclear weapons state, according to state news agency KCNA. The country's leader Kim Jong-un called the decision irreversible and ruled out the possibility of any talks on denuclearization, it said. The law also enshrines the country's right to use a preemptive nuclear strike to protect itself. Despite crippling sanctions, Pyongyang has conducted six nuclear tests between 2006 and 2017. It has continued to advance its military capability in breach of United Nations Security Council resolutions to threaten its neighbors and potentially even bring the U.S. mainland within striking range. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said most parts of the country is likely to witness light to moderate rain today. Currently, heavy rain is taking place in Kathmandu Valley. Meteorologists at the department, Raju Pradhangana, said that chances of rain are high as a low pressure line of the monsoon is south of its usual position. The department said that there is a high chance of rain in some places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini province in the next 24 hours. Likewise, heavy rain along with thunder is forecast in one or two places in Lumbini province. Weather in the nation will remain partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at a few places on Saturday and chances of heavy rainfall in one or two places in Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Indra Jatra, the festival of rain and good harvest being observed today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba Riche Chitwan and Queen Elizabeth II dies at the age of 96. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.